So, welcome to the PostgreSQL Dev Room. If you weren't here before, can I please ask you to silence your phones and extend a very warm welcome to Peter Zaitsev.
Okay, well, thank you. We are going to talk about query performance today. But before that, let me understand a little bit who do we have here. Now, which of you would mostly see yourself as DBA, SRE, sysadmin kind of on the operation side? Just, you know, can we have a... Okay. And which of you are developers? Ooh, lots of developers. Okay. Now, in terms of developers, right, now if you do it again, but now for sort of like a front-end developers, right, something not, you know, database kernel or some, you know, other complicated stuff, but something more simple. Front-end developers, any? Yeah! Hello! okay, well, anyway, so one of the big points of this talk for me, right, is really to try to bridge the gap, what I see a lot, between how their operations people, right, the people who are deeply vested in databases, right, development, think about them, versus people who are just happen to use those databases for their application, right? And often their relationship to the database is, well, really quite different, right? As a database kernel developers, we often deeply care about all those kind of internal algorithms, have a, you know, discussion, what is the best way to implement this and that cases. But for many developers writing applications, well, you know, they think about databases, you know, as you think about like a plumbing, right? Well, it just got to work. You don't want to think about it. Well, it just, if it doesn't, then that becomes a problem, right? They think about database in many cases as a black box. And I think that is increasingly happening now, especially when we have so many databases which are deployed in a cloud as a database as a service, right? Because in this case, especially, well, you just have a database and somebody else focuses on the other stuff. So what does that database mean from developer standpoint in many cases? Well, that means you get some sort of service point you should use in your application, right? You can connect to that service point and get that quickly with no problem, right? And then you run the queries you need to run, right, of a database. Or maybe even what your ORM framework, right, or something generates. Now, what do you want from those queries? Well, as a selfish developer, you want those queries to run with no errors. You want to make sure they get you correct results, right? And you want to make sure you run them within response time, which is appropriate for your application and for query time and for query kind. And I think that is very important to understand here. What if I am looking as a developer and a database from a performance standpoint, I understand that as how quickly that database responds to my queries, right? Now, if you think about their software design in general, right, and I think especially maybe not developers, but architects often have to care about a whole bunch of other things beyond just the performance. For example, we often have to care about security, right? And typically, security cost stuff, right? It comes with overhead, both in terms of performance overhead and, you know, organizational overhead and so on and so forth, right? That damn two-factor authentication always takes another couple of seconds, right? But that makes us more secure. Availability is also important, as well as things like costs. I think that is especially important, again, in the modern age when they have a lot of cloud, which is elastic, right? But that elasticity comes also with spend, right? You often can say, hey, you know what? If I just need my queries to run faster, I can blow up my instance size, right? Or something else, but well, guess what? That also will be expensive, right? If you're not doing efficiently. And there is, let's say, a bunch of other things you want to consider about, right? So I don't want to simplify that, let's say, to